October 16, empty of pride and self-esteem. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Colossians 2:6. When our hearts are sanctified by the truth, they will be in unity with the heart of Christ, says the apostle. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. Is self-seeking, self-exaltation pressing its way into your soul? Contemplate Jesus, your Savior. Think how he humbled himself. He was commander in the heavenly courts, but he laid aside his crown, his kingly robe, and clothed his divinity with humanity, that humanity might touch humanity and divinity lay hold upon divinity. For the sake of fallen man, he humbled himself. There are some who have been standing in their own light. Some have been ready to discover the evil and talk of the evil, but the good they have seen in their brethren they have not commended. Those who are ready to speak and think evil of their brethren are hurting Christ in the person of his saints. They grieve the heart of Christ and place their own souls in jeopardy. Who of us have emptied ourselves of pride and self-esteem? Who of us are really in earnest, as was Jacob, who wrestled with the angel with all the energy of his being? Jacob put forth all his strength, supposing he was wrestling with a lawless opponent. But the Lord put his finger with a divine touch upon him, and the wrestling ceased. Jacob knew that it was the Lord. Then all broken, he fell upon the neck of the angel and held him, pleading, "Bless me, even me." The angel said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." It was now Jacob's turn to make the terms, and he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Genesis 32:26-30. I counsel the people to seek the Lord most earnestly. Manuscript 187, October 16, 1898, Diary. This is the end of tape 10A, This Day with God, continued on the other side. This Day with God, tape 10B,